have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMCPodcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to this episode of the Social Media Church Podcast. My name is Jay Crand. I'm here with Spurs loving co-host Neil Smith.
Jay, it's good to talk to you as your Lakers are relaxing at home and my Spurs are dominating the NBA playoffs once again. And so this is something I'm very used to and you're very used to. Let's talk social media, though, because while the Spurs might not dominate social media like they dominate on the basketball court, Facebook continues to dominate social media.
I just threw up in my mouth. I just want to let you know.
I know. And it's, you know, that happens to you a lot as a Lakers fan. And so I'm sure many games have watched or hopefully not watched.
That game baffled you. That made you laugh. Like, I love the way you said that.
You know, it does make me happy. You know, I don't know if it, you know, it's kind of sad though. I don't know what makes me happier, the Spurs winning or the Lakers losing. But there's just something so sweet about the Lakers not even being close to the playoffs and knowing that, you know, they're going to have a draft pick and they're going to blow it. You know, like, come on. You know, they don't know how to draft. There's just so many problems.
Okay, I don't respect any team that around the second quarter, like, nobody is, like, even in your seats. Like, nobody goes to those games. It's, like, literally empty stadium.
The Spurs?
Yes. I'm going to start taking photos and uploading hashtag where's the rest of the team. And so, anyways, regardless of the – I'm going to – anyways. So, don't worry.
It is what it is. We just keep winning.
Yeah.
Facebook continues to dominate.
Can't go.
So here's what's interesting. Facebook has essentially crushed Periscope. You know, Periscope came on the scene about a year ago, maybe less than a year ago. It was like, this is the thing, live streaming from your phone, viewer from your phone, so cool, connected to Twitter or owned by Twitter. And it's huge. And now, you know, I don't remember the last time I was at Periscope or watched Periscope or even heard about Periscope. So it came and went because Facebook announced their live feature and just basically crushed it. You know, why would you Periscope when you can Facebook live?
Yeah.
So Facebook continues to kind of go in there. You know, Instagram came on, Facebook bought them, you know, and have turned it into a Facebook app and done a great job with it. They make it better, you know, and now they're integrating the news feed into Instagram. Pretty cool. Rumor on Mashable is Facebook tried to buy Snapchat. That tells you that it's valuable for a lot of money, but they want to create a clone Snapchat app. Can they basically crush Snapchat like they did Periscope? So that's my question for you. Do you think that Facebook, because they can't buy Snapchat, can they copy it and crush it? What do you think?
I do think it's possible if they invest enough time, and I think it's going to take a couple rounds. You know, I think with anything, if you're stagnant, you are vulnerable. It's kind of like, you know, if you've dropped in the middle of the ocean and you stop swimming, you're going to sink. And I think Snapchat shows a lot of great signs of evolving. You know, they just released the whole 3D sticker thing where you can attach it and you can move around. You know, I spend a lot of time, the funny thing, I spend more time taking snaps and saving it to my phone than I do sending it to people, I swear, because me and my kids have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
We were just at like Burger Lounge just hanging out and, you know, my son, we're just messing around. So I think they show promise that they're not okay with where it's at, like in the sense that they know it will continue to evolve. But
yep.
I think it is possible. I don't think it's very probable because Snapchat has way more of a loyal community than Periscope ever had. So Periscope had a potential and had a community, but it didn't have the loyal community of Snapchat. It just, right. it didn't have that type of tribe. So I think there's a lot of people who yep. use Snapchat that are just loyal to the tribe. And it's like, almost like regardless if the ship goes down or if it continues to rise, they're on that ride. And so, yep. But I think Facebook has the potential, if they get up to a place where the app is the same, they have the money, obviously. And they also have, they've shown to be flexible that I think they could, but I think it's going to take a year and a half for them
yeah.
to even talk about it like replacing. I think it's going to take a long time. So plus, yeah. you know, that will be the interesting thing. I still think the whole 24-hour expiry thing is interesting if they can somehow make some kind of, you know, way that it offers. Because essentially Snapchat is just this cool interactive video filter thing. Like most people use it for like, you know what I mean? The faces. Yeah, so if they can do that, like, I think that they can offer a lot of the things that Snapchat has, but they can make it more permanent. So I think there's a way they can cannibalize the market in some way.
I think that's really smart, because when you think about what is so appealing about, like, Snapchat is basically the anti-Facebook. Like, there's no way to just like go and add a bunch of friends. Like, you've got to already know them. You've got to already have their, you know, snap code. You know, things disappear where Facebook, it lives forever. Yeah. They're kind of just opposites in every way. And so for Facebook to create its own opposite is almost strange. I feel like you're right in that Facebook needs to embrace who they are, but add in the quirkiness, you know, add in the face swap, add in the drawing on your pictures and the stickers or filters and things like that. I think Facebook can naturally just almost create like a photo app that has a lot of that functionality that then you can post to Facebook, or photo video app, or maybe that's Instagram. Maybe Instagram becomes more like Snapchat and it feeds. It's going to be interesting. I think Snapchat is doing some great things though, and you and I are having a lot of fun on there. I'm spending more time on Snapchat. I may be equal time on Facebook and Snapchat. I'm definitely spending more time on Snapchat than I am on Twitter or Instagram though. And so it's got my attention. The other interesting news on Snapchat, sorry, I keep cutting you off, is Snapchat just bought Bitmoji for $100 million. Bitmoji is a lot of fun, and it just kind of fits into, it's weird. You know, I'm like, why is that worth $100 million? But the reality is tons of people are using it. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
And why is Snapchat worth, you know, $120 billion, whatever, you know, it's not $120 billion, but it's something like $16 billion that's valued at. And they don't really even have a way to make much money yet. It's crazy valuations, but.
How does Bitmoji, how do they make money? Because they sell stuff within.
There's little ads with in between the stuff, but at the end of the day, they didn't really have a way to make money. They just had a bunch of users.
Yeah.
And so then Snapchat bought them. Bitmoji is so fun, you know.
It's so we were literally after church on Sunday. We have Saturday night services at our church. We're sitting there, and at one point, we're all adjusting our Bitmoji character. Like literally, we're picking up our kids.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even understand. I couldn't figure out how to change my color on my guy. Like for some reason, yeah. I think we were sending it back. My hair was black, but my hair's brown. Anyways, it's like. It's so great. Yeah. Like definitely Snapchat has got this market of fun and creative, but I do think like the same thing with the Bitmoji and the same thing with Snapchat, they kind of have the same problem where like they really don't know, like user experience is kind of like, it really is a little crappy. Like it's not great. And that's why I do get worried about Snapchat, because at the end of the day, as much as you like say like, oh, this is how you build your brand on Snapchat. Like it's just weird to find people on Snapchat, and I don't care. And it's just not natural. Like at the end of the, I just did some travel recently and I was like, I just use Snapchat just for my wife and I, and like two other friends. It's so private message based the whole public identity is there, but it's so hard to think like how do the organizations that are not Taco Bell and not like, how do you try? And you know, there's some creative things, but there's just not a ton of people crushing it, because I think it's just inherently people don't think, like they don't go to that channel for that type of thing. So I think that's where, like, if you can, and their buy-in for their advertisement is such a high price that they miss everybody in the middle. So I'm really curious, Like Facebook has a market. Instagram has a market because you can pay for ads. But on Snapchat, the market is like, you got to be a direct advertising partner and you're spending millions and millions and millions of dollars. So yeah. How does Snapchat thrive with the in-between? Are they just going to be the premium advertiser market always? Or are they going to fill the void? And that's where I get a little bit like, you know, they'll figure it out, but like how long will it take for them to figure that out? And so I don't know. I mean, I love Snapchat, but I just, it's hard to think how do they grow beyond the, are you snapping right now?
I'm snapping right now.
Yeah. So
I felt like I needed a snap us talking about Snapchat.
Yeah. So I'm so curious on it. I think Facebook has the potential that if they can cannibalize some of that fun market and make a lot of that fun stuff. Again, most of my snaps are just stuff that I saved my phone. I never post. And so you know what I mean? Like if they can somehow create a mechanism, then they could take that market. But I do think at the end of the day that what you said was dead on. It's a lot of anti-Facebook people and younger generation, 13 to 21, that just never identified with Facebook. And this is their market. This is their platform. And so I think it's going to be really hard to convert those. But if somehow they can get the person under 13 moving forward, you know, maybe that's what they're looking at. They're, you know, in some way they're kind of writing off that gen and then just kind of going, oh, let's get the end of the next one.
So here's the lesson for the day that I would share. Is if you don't have Bitmoji, go get Bitmoji.
Yes.
And if you're not having fun on social media, you're not using social media well. Like, I feel like I talk to so many pastors and ministry leaders that are like, how do I get people to come to my church from social media? I'm like, how do you build relationships on social media? Because if you're not willing to build a relationship with people, they're not going to ever come to your church if that's your goal. And so get on there and have fun and build relationships. And don't be so, you know, early to sell, you know, and to push. Just go on there and have some fun. And Bitmojis are fun. Yeah. And Snapchat is supposed to be fun. And don't worry about how you're going to sell. Just get on there and play a little bit, you know. And that sounds weird on Snapchat because people do such weird things on Snapchat. But get on there and just, you know, make some funny faces and use the little face thing. And face swap is... Yeah. Hilarious, and Bitmoji is hilarious, and so have fun with it. Go get your Bitmoji, customize it and recustomize it, and send them to friends, and have fun on social media. That's the lesson.
Take it, and then if you're still not having fun after that, then you probably need the Holy Spirit.
That's a good point.
So
okay, podcast
over. So anyways, if you please, we would love to see your Bitmoji. You can send it to us, SMC Podcast. To learn more about the show, go to socialmedia.church. And thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.